T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, everyone, let's bring in John McNesby, head of the FOP, in addition to many things we have him on to talk about. John, one of your great things that I admire is remembering the families of the fallen and the fallen, both on Twitter and in real life every day. Sad to say, Larry Krasner now appears to have gone out of his way to not do that, to cover up, as I understand it, a memorial, if you will, at the DA's office under some kind of phony excuse that has people that have died in the line of duty. And I remember at one point a few years back, there were like 6 or 7 in a short period of time. And, of course, Danny Faulkner. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I could tell you that you know, this is the, you know, you want to fight, you want to disagree, you want to, you know, we can go head to head every day, and you know, for his whole entire term. But to do something like this, you're smearing the memories of those that gave their lives in the line of duty for this city. And you're also kicking the families of these fallen officers right in the gut. His level of arrogance is terrible. It's to a new high. His, whatever you call her, the public relations or the media girl or whatever her name is, she's absolutely atrocious. She picks and chooses what she responds to. And when you call her on it, she blocks you or doesn't speak to you, or you can't contact her anymore. So, you know, something's got to be done with these people over there. And it's got to be done in May to get him out. I mean, is to do this to our folks is not even fathomable.
Two things I want to highlight for listeners there. So, John, there's this board at the DA's office that has a picture, I guess, and a remembrance of those officers killed in the line of duty.
Right.
They cover it over with the DA's placard, like you see at public events. And their argument is pandemic. And, of course, it's not that they have to do it there and that would look bad to have officers. The former DA, Lynn Abraham, and Seth Williams both said pretty pointed words about this. And to your point, Jane Roe, R-O-H, who is the acid tongue, she's as arrogant as Krasner or more, wants to know, well, FOP and John McGrody, why are you guys not concerned with the cops killed in the Capitol? And I know you, and I know cops are concerned with any cop anywhere that's killed in the line of duty.
Yeah, she's just deflecting what's happening here right in the city of Philadelphia. And, you know, they blame everything on this pandemic. All right, enough with that. People aren't out there shooting each other because of the pandemic. That's absolutely absurd. These are the same folks that are running the streets 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning that are shooting each other. To blame, you know, why you're covering up a wall on the pandemic because of a law that they say exists. Well, what law is that? If you have a grand jury going on, the grand jury isn't held where the wall is. So to cover it up was just a no good act to one more time to kick us in the gut. But we're, you know, we got to move forward on this guy. We're not going to let this go. You know, there's a number of things. And, you know, to Jane Roe, I have a message for her. We'll be helping her along with Maureen Faulkner and everybody else that was outside that office a few months back when we had that protest. And she made her remark that she did not respond to when she was called on it. We'll help her move out of her office come next January. So along with Larry, and we'll be kicking him and his, you know what, on his way out the door. So enough with this. The city, it's not only, you know, like I say time and time again, Don, it's not the FO, you know, it's not just the FOP now. You know, a year or two ago, it was just our us banging our chest to get this guy out. Now it's the community. Now it's every neighborhood. Now it's affecting people of all colors. So people are on to this guy, and he can't continue to blame the pandemic. And now all of a sudden, he's reorganizing the DA's office, apparently, and bringing back all these programs that aren't new. They were there when Seth Williams was there. They were there when Lynn Abraham was there, and they worked. You know, there's a guy that moved out of the District Attorney's Association because he didn't want to be associated with them. There's a number of things that this so-called district attorney does that does not click with the norm. So he needs to go. He needs to go quick, and we need to keep working to do what we need to do to get him out.
Couple things on that. We're talking with John McNesby, head of the FOP here locally. Have you guys backed Carlos Vega? Will you endorse anyone else?
We haven't, in fact, backed Carlos Vega unanimously at both at our general membership meeting and our board of directors. We're reaching out to, I have people in here as we speak, reaching out to every member, having them switch from Republican. Now sit down, Don. We're going to move them from Republican to Democrat, and Democrat back to Republican after the primary. So we have a well-oiled machine there. We're meeting with other unions, ward leaders. We're bringing people in and putting Carlos in touch with them. We're raising them. In fact, we raised more money for Carlos in the month of December than Larry had in his bank.
I saw that.
So we need to keep moving. We need to you know what is key there, Don? We're raising that money locally. You know, there's no people from California or actors or liberal-minded people from San Francisco. These are all local people that are donating because it affects their community, and that's key. People are getting killed in the streets all over the place. Look at the numbers just in January.
Oh, it's staggering. Now, I wanted to ask you one more question. I know you got a big schedule today. John McNesby with us. The new police commissioner, you guys went out of your way. We had you and John McGrody on, and we both, and I stood down and didn't say, you know, what I thought coming from Portland, to be fair, to give it a shot. But in the second year, now we're being told she finally might have her legs under her. I don't see any grand plan here to cut down on homicides. What's happening with the police commissioner?
Well, you know what? If you look at the bigger picture, you have 3-4 homicides in a day. You only have so many people working. So what's the problem here is, and, you know, they're getting shelved, and, you know, these investigations are taking a little bit longer to do. We can't control it. I think the cooperation is zero from the district attorney's office, so that's a problem. I think our boots on the ground are going down because of the fact that of this pandemic, and everybody's in a bedwetting frenzy and not processing applicants the way they should. They're still working from home. They're working. I mean, come summertime, we'll be wrapping each other in tinfoil and saran wrap and walking around if they continue like this. So we need to get these folks in the academy. We need to get them out. Once they're in, it takes 10 months to go through, and we're losing 20 to 30 a month for retirement, for injury, right, so forth. So, I mean, that's key. We need police on the street to stop this. We need to be allowed to do our job. We need to, we need to be able to go out there and do, you know, without looking over our shoulder, respectfully, and you know, in accordance with the law, to be able to bang this out. And this isn't hard to get under control. You just got to let the cops, they can do it. Let them know they can do the job without any repercussions.
All right, John, thank you so much. If people support Carlos Vega, we've been going to their website. I guess they can contact the FOP, too, to volunteer, to tell other cops, retired cops, and everybody else.
Absolutely. You want to volunteer, give us a call, 215-629-3600, and we'll get you on the list, and we'll have you out on Election Day.
Thank you, John, very much. Thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it, man. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!